The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is David Linden.
Good morning.
You're looking very nice today, David, you see?
Thank
Nobody
you.
Knows whether I'm telling the truth or not,
but
I'll say it anyway. And before we get to our first guest, I want to bring everybody up to date on Project Independence. It is the Town of North Hempstead's initiative to help seniors age in place. And the most important thing to remember is 311. I say this every week. If you have any questions whatsoever, you need a service, you don't know where to go, you call 311. We have so many partnerships. We have one of the biggest ones is transportation. Over 200,000 rides have been provided to residents of North Hempstead since its inception, and that's for shopping, to and from shopping, and doctor visits. Doctor visits are at a reduced rate, and shopping is free. They'll pick you up, take you into a main area for your shopping, take you home. Programs all during the week from mental health, from physical health, just talk shows, color programs, the amount of programs that are there. And it's divided into the six districts. So the most important thing, you know, we repeat it every week. Call 311 if you have a question, would like a service, whether it's a Zumba or your yoga, it's you name it, we have it. And another partnership that we have, we're introducing right now, and we have Nellie Taylor Walthrist, who is the director of the North Shore Child and Family Guidance Center in Roslyn, and the Leeds Place, that's a combination, and you'll explain that in a minute, and Marmalene Martin, who is an outreach worker for the organization. And the whole concept of this, which is unbelievable, is grandparents as caregivers. And in today's world, that's becoming a bigger and bigger piece. So both Nellie and Marmalene, excuse me, good morning, and thank you so much for coming
good
here this
morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
I always start off my first question, and we'll go back and forth conversationally with David. How did you guys get involved in something like this?
Well, we got involved with the Caregivers Grandparent Respite Support Project that is funded through Project Independent, the Town of North Hempstead, as a pilot project at our office at the Leeds Place, which is located in Westbury. I'm the director of the Leeds Place, our outpatient mental health and substance abuse treatment program. And we was noticing throughout our clinic that there was a lot of grandparents that were bringing their children to therapy there. And just in conversation, you know, they indicated there are really, you know, we are caregivers of our grandchildren, not by choice, but by some insinuated circumstance, either abandonment or incarceration. And we just don't know how to parent in the 21st century. This is new to us. So we approached at that time, John Kamen was the supervisor.
Okay.
We approached him with a proposal, and he said, let me see what I can do. So he gave us, a small grant as a pilot that we could work with grandparents that were over the age of 60 that lived in the town of North Hempstead, and they were the caregivers of their grandchildren. And we've had that partnership now going on for over 6 years. And we work with grandparents primarily in the Westbury, Newcastle, and Carl Place area to help them to, it's like case management and support services to help them to navigate the system in order they can be effective in parenting their grandchildren. And and Marmalene Martin is our outreach worker that works with these grandparents to make sure that not only they get the support services in terms of partnering with other, other grandparents, but connecting them to resources within the community that they can benefit in terms of helping them to get whatever services they need, like from the transportation to get to medical appointments, transportation to get their kids to the therapy session,
okay. And
also advocating, help them in their need to, when there's a problem at school and so forth.
So, Nellie, you oversee the whole program.
Yes, I do.
And Marmalene, you actually then go into the houses?
Yes.
Okay. How does that? I mean, first of all, how do you get involved? Does somebody reach out to you, or you sense a need and somebody other than the family might call you?
Sometimes somebody reach out to us.
Okay.
Then when we take the call, then we process the information, then start connecting with the clients from where they are. Then we just go to the house and assist them with whatever needs necessary. A lot of times, the grandparents have trouble going to the schools to assist the grandchildren with school needs, since we have group in the school. So when they call me, then I just go to the school and assist the children for them. If there's any needs for me to take them there, then I will assist them and take them there, and where they can be sitting in the meetings and process the information just like everyone else, then understand what's going on.
You're almost, I don't mean this negatively, like a substitute family member.
That's right.
That you can sit in and you'll go back to the grandparent and say, this is what Johnny did and this is what needs to be done at home now.
Yes, that is
and
correct.
And we'll check in next week. Wow.
Yes.
That's tremendous.
Yes.
And it's a need that's there, unfortunately.
Yes, that is correct.
And we've all known that, you know, unfortunately, when you're not taking care of the little ones, mm-hmm. then, you know, I have my own grandchildren that, you know, they go in directions you don't want them to go.
It's like doing it all over again. Hey, didn't I do this 30 years ago?
right. No, but it's important. You know, and now, how many can you, I don't know if you can say the number, how many cases you have currently going, but how many people altogether are in the staff?
Well, it's only a Marmalade is the only outreach worker.
Oh, really?
And it's not even a full-time. It's just about 8 hours a week, but it's very passionate work, so it becomes like a full-time responsibility. Whenever there is a need, that's one thing about North Shore Child and Family Guidance Center. There isn't so much rigidity in terms of, you know, allowing her the flexibility. A lot of times, a lot of work she does is on her own time, and she's really not even getting paid for it. But she sees a need in the community, and she makes sure that need is met. And it extends beyond, you know, as part of the program. It's a respite program for the grandparents. So her response, she also, you know, makes sure that if the grandchildren are connected to, if it's a sports program or something positive after school, so give the grandparent a little chance to breathe, and they know that they're at a safe place at the rec center, or they're involved in this activity, you know. So it's a whole, you know, family structure that we try to put in place. And I must say, one of the most valuable, what is a tremendous asset to the program is that Marmalade developed a nutrition program. Because we know that, you know, all our grandparents are over the age of 60, and a lot of them are not in good health. They have very, you know, minimal income, and they don't always, you know, have the resources to get the proper nutrition. So she put in place a nutrition program, not only to provide, at least once a week, she would go to the food bank and get food packets of fresh vegetables, fresh fruits, and deliver them to them, so as to not only to supplement their, you know, food budget, but also to make sure they're eating properly. So that's something that she undertook on her own to do. It wasn't required, but it is so much appreciated and is really needed amongst the population that we serve.
I would imagine that if the grandparents are eating properly, the grandchildren will be eating properly.
That's the idea, absolutely.
And actually, what you're saying about Marmalade is, and when we come across this on this radio show, and it happens very often, you're not an employee. You own what you're doing. And it's because, you know, if you're only getting paid for a couple of hours a week, mm-hmm. you're going to go, you drop off the kids, you go home, you don't really pay attention. You are taking that next step by actually looking around the house and saying, boy, this is not the best environment, but it could be.
Yes.
And, you know, unfortunately, and which you see all the time, the environment that a person is in is not necessarily one they chose.
That's right.
It's one that's been handed to them. Unfortunately, some people can cope better than others dig out of it, and others kind of give in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And someone like you, Marmalade, is for those that kind of give in to say, get a little slap in the back of the head here and say, mm-hmm. this is not what's going on.
Yes.
You have to cook a meal once in a while.
Yes.
You know, these children have to eat.
That's right.
So you really, you know, you're the one they're going to write about when they get older. Seriously, which is wonderful.
Yes.
Then we also assist the grandchildren when they are graduating from high school, middle school, because sometimes they don't have, the grandparents don't have the finances to assist them in terms of clothing, things of that nature. Then what we do, we look for donations elsewhere to see if we can assist them. Then we have a couple of places that will assist North Shore Child and Family Guidance in terms of getting those clothing. Then we will take them and get them feeding and everything else like that. Then we attend the graduations also.
Nice.
The prom dresses.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's important.
Yes.
It's very.
Yeah, I see that every year in the newspaper. It's important to these young people, you know.
Yes.
Yes.
Because, you know, there's nothing worse than feeling ostracized. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So if 20 of your friends are going to the prom, but you can't get a dress, so you're sitting home, or you go to the prom mm-hmm. in something that's not that's what everybody right. else is wearing.
Yes.
I mean, some people can do that. There's that gutsy guy or girl that says, I'm wearing what I want to wear, and I don't care what anybody says.
No.
But they are few and far between.
Right. Yes.
You know, the bulk of the girls want to look like everybody
they
else.
Do. Yes.
And that's an important thing. But I wasn't paying attention when you were first talking, even the importance at the high school level.
Yes.
You know, I don't know why I'm thinking my grandchildren. So I'm thinking of 6 and 7. It's mm-hmm. cute to take them to work. I mean, to work, to school.
Mm-hmm.
But the impact you have to have on a young teenager. Mm-hmm. You know, especially a woman going into adulthood, she needs
yes,
guidance and
absolutely.
Advice.
Yes.
And if the grandparent and parent are not there,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the boys need control.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's guidance and control.
Yes.
That. Now, what is the age group? Do you have an age group that's the most?
Well, we have grandparents that have that are caregivers for grandchildren from very young toddlers up to teens.
Oh, really? You do?
Like,
yes.
And even young adults, like
yes.
18, 19. And it's not uncommon to have a household where they have kids in elementary school, they have mm-hmm. kids in the middle school, and they have grandkids in the high school. So
okay.
it is it goes across all spectrum. And just on Monday, I met with a grandparent that took guardianship of her grandkids. It's been almost a year, and she, you know, she said, you know, she's like well over 80s, and so is her husband, and both are in failing health. And she said to me, what have I gotten myself into? You know, I have these teenagers. I don't understand the language. I don't understand their needs, their demands. And it's so different when I raise my children. But she said one of the most important thing was to be able to get counseling for her kids. And she said the progress, to me, it seems slow. But she said, I am grateful at least they are getting therapy for the trauma that these kids have experienced. And she said, I do see progress in their behavior and just developing that rapport with them, because it's not easy to parent a 16-year-old that have been independent, a 14-year-old and a 10-year-old. But, you know, she's very grateful for the service that we're able to provide for
sure.
her.
Right. Marlene, I was wondering, do you ever try to recruit or look for or encourage volunteers, people who are of the age where they've raised their children, they know what to be done, and they're willing to work with you following your guidance. Is there any possibility, any hopes of expanding in that
yes,
direction?
We have looked into certain help in the community to see if there's anyone interesting. Mm-hmm. Sometimes what I do, we have grandparents that's younger than the ones that much older. So I pair them together mm-hmm. and I just connect them so that they can support one another. Then we have some of them that will take each other out to events, different type of events. Then I have a young man that assists with the food when I'm giving them the nutrition foods. So the young man will come and help me to just deliver them to those packages to the houses.
I'm just going to have
yes.
to jump in here
mm-hmm.
with our first break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.